This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you were funny. You're funny, all right. You're a scream. You ought to get a job on one of those excursion boats.
Guilt's written all over him.
You wouldn't notice a muddy elephant in the snow, would you?
You know, the narrow chin and the eyes close together. And...
What's the matter? Have you ever seen a man take off a dress before?
Well, for my money, he's got all the facial characteristics of a criminal.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, he's a great one.
Your round trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
The great Don Knotts.
Absolutely.
Barney Fife. Goddamn, that's three in one weekend. Three good ones. The dad from A Christmas Story.
Right. Yes, Darren McGavin. Right.
And also Don Knotts.
Right.
And then, McLeod.
Dennis Weaver.
Dennis Weaver. Ouch.
Very, very okay, fast so, trifecta.
Don Knotts. Obviously, everybody loves Don Knotts. Mm-hmm. We were privileged enough to have him on the show one time. He was really, really good. Didn't mind talking about being Barney and all that other stuff.
No, really nice guy. Very nice guy.
So we thought, what's the best way to make a tribute to him?
Yeah.
And the best way would be to go to somebody that he knew very well. Make a little long distance call right now up to that place called heaven. Hello, Floyd. Floyd.
Barney. Oh, Barney.
Hey, Floyd. Floyd Lawson.
Hello.
Floyd Lawson.
Up here in heaven, Floyd the Barber. You there?
Hey, hi, Floyd.
Whoa.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Whoa, Don. Yeah, this is Donnie G. How are you? We're up here. We're real excited. You know, everybody's waiting. Otis is up here. And Emmett. Emmett the Fix-It Man, all of us that have gone before Barney, we're waiting up for him to stop by, you know, over here. How are you down there? We're up here in heaven, all of us, real good guys. Aunt Beanie, she's up here too. Woo! How are you down there? Wish you could join us, but not too soon, don't you know?
Now, is the Secret Handshake Club still in effect?
Oh, yeah, we're up here playing checkers, and then we'll duck into the back, and Howard Sprague will put on his little outfit, you know, and his strap on. We'll have a good old time. He wears one now, even though he doesn't have to.
So now, where is Don Knotts?
Not up here. That's why I've been sitting there all morning, all day Sunday, all Saturday, just up there calling right at the gate. I'm going, Barney. Oh, Barney, it's your friend Floyd. Yeah, Floyd the Barber, waiting for you to come up here. Oh, you know, but we understand sometimes it takes longer, don't you know? Yeah. Longer than other people with paperwork. And
is that now?
Yeah. Lots of processing issues. Bureaucracy doesn't die when you die down there. You got to go through all that crap.
Would some of the problem be that I'm reading internet rumors that his nickname in some chat rooms was...
Well, there's one problem I can give you.
What's
it's
that?
Not anything about chat rooms or anything. Okay. He's got one guy up here that's lodged a formal protest.
Who's that?
John Ritter. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Ritter didn't like him, no. He said he treated him mean when he was on Three's Company. I said, come on, John. Bygones be bygones. No need to cause all the big, you know, I'm going to give you what fur. Yeah, but John said, no, he was nasty. He said he didn't think about others the way he should. I'm like, don't you besmirch, you know, the memory of Don. That's
no, not I'm
hell of a lot more talented than you, Jack. Tripper. I'm going
to...
You remember Mr. Furley? He played... Don played Mr. Furley.
Right.
I watched it up here, you know, because I'm long since gone. I've been gone for years.
What about this thing that I'm reading on the internet now that his nickname on the internet, his handle was Don Nazi?
Don... that's a bit blown out of proportion. We had a whole bunch of like-minded people, myself included, felt the same way, you know. Yeah. Not really Nazi.
We
didn't want those to come into Mayberry.
Right, there was never
didn't fit in.
Any blacks or any Jews or any minorities.
Well, most importantly, he went south with me after I had the first stroke, you know. All I asked for, I said, Andy, all I want is a little handicap parking space, and Knotts didn't want it. No, he didn't. I wasn't being true to the group as far as he was concerned. He hated the afflicted, yeah. All of us, yeah. really frustrating. As soon as Emmett started to, as his mind went, Barney would have less and less to do. We didn't want anybody coming in and soiling the Mayberry, you know, the Maryberry pure of art, if you know.
You know,
what
we've gotten over the years from you the truth about what went on in Mayberry. Why Andy wasn't married.
Yeah.
The stuff that went on.
Oh, the boys had a good time. No sense getting those ladies involved. You know, I remember Andy used to always say, don't let the girls take over. That's like getting cancer. That's, wow. That's what he'd say. So we spent most of our days all together. I'll never forget when I came back with my stroke. And I couldn't stand. And Andy was so nice to me. You know, Don said, put him away. We don't need him on the show anymore. I said, Barney, as I used to call him on the show. I said, I can still be funny. You don't need to put me away. And Andy said, come on, Barney. Put him in the car. Prop him up. And he can still memorize his lines. No prop at all. Don would always say, Thelma Lou was a plague on all of us.
Wow.
Yeah, just like a disease. We all felt that way, though, especially Howard Sprague. He was the ringleader. Did I ever tell you about our Mayberry initiation that we had? Boy, that's some fun there.
Tell us again, though, please.
Well, when we did it with Ernest T. Bass, he couldn't walk. For about 3 weeks afterwards, yes, sir. And the Pile Boys, they loved it too. You know, we flipped them real quick, especially Jim Neighbors. We flipped him for good. You know,
yeah.
I tell you, all it was one day of initiation with that boy. He had to fly to Hawaii. Orchid farm.
How did little Ronnie Howard make it out of this? You know, it's almost like one of those stories you hear about a kid that grew up in a broken home and rises above it to become a superstar.
Oh, yeah, little Opie. Little Opie. Yeah, good boy. Yeah, kept him out of the line of fire, Andy did. Yeah, real protective, kind of a father figure, you know. Oh. Yeah, I tell you, it was tough because I swear to you, we were always lobbying, going up to Andy and saying, new meat, Andy. New meat. Yeah, get some new meat in here, please. Things with a woman took a turn for the worse after we made druggist Ellie Walker pull a four train. It was fun, though.
Wow.
But nobody's had their hearts in it. We like boys better than girls, especially Otis did. He was an animal, man. Insatiable sexual appetite.
Now,
for nights and days, you know. Just because he was big and a fat man didn't mean he had a special gift. Real special gift, if you know what I mean. Biggest man in Mayberry. And I'm not talking about his heart.
Wow. What are you looking forward to the most with Don Knotts?
Oh, the stories. Yeah, the stories. And the reminiscing and the cat calls, you know. And we can talk about the little catty stories about the fact that one time I'll never forget the time we took the actress who played Helen Crump and we glued her to a chair. It was so much fun. Don and I, Nazi as I used to call it. Nazi loved that one. He really did. He'd say, oh, look at that. She's still trying to get up. And then she burst into tears as girls are often wanting to do. We said, oh, come on. Should we let her go? No, no. She almost froze. We left her overnight on the set.
Now, just let's get this straight. Is Don Knotts a full-fledged member
of the Handshake Club?
Or is he one of those guys that plays both ways?
No, he's an enigma, you know. Real tough to gauge him. I'll tell you what I miss most about him, though. He can speak for himself. I'm not going to put words in his mouth.
Right.
I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I can tell you one thing.
Would you put your tongue in his mouth?
Yeah, you bet I would. You know, we all would in the Secret Handshake. You know what I miss most about Donnie?
What?
I miss Don Knotts. Nice, tight glutes. I really do. Yes, sir. I tell you, he didn't have the 3% body fat. That's what I miss most about him. Oh, boy. I tell you, we all hated one guy, though. One guy wouldn't play our reindeer game.
Who's that?
Ken Berry. Uh-huh. Or as we used to call him to his face, Ken Ferry. Here comes Kenny Ferry. Little fancy dancer won't play the game the way he's supposed to. Did you catch the Olympics? Loved the figure skate. Loved it. We all did. Enjoyed all the figure skate. and the ice dancing. Don't care for much else.
Who do you like on Idol this year?
Oh, let me see. I like so many of them. I like Ace Young. Ooh, he's a good-looking youngster. Boy, we'd shore that hair right off. Yeah, we'd give him a buzz cut right away, put him in a sheriff's uniform, and take him down to the gas station and get him gooberized.
Oh.
We'd gooberize him. That's a special treat. Yes, sir. Goober, you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah.
Gomer'd hold the feet, and I'd hold the wrist down to the ground right next to the pump, and then Goober'd come by. We used to say, Goober's going to give you a special kiss. Oh, that'd be big fun. It really would.
That'd be full service.
Yeah, we tried it a couple of times on different people. One time, Emmett stopped breathing. Oh, the clock on the wall said, hold on, let's see if he's here. No, nope. Still not here.
Check at the paperwork. Check at the front door, see if he's there.
No, Barney. Oh, Barney. No, he ain't got here yet. Yeah. I tell you, we miss him. We looking forward to it. We would have a big dinner and a reunion. Oh, it's been so long since I used my left arm. It finally clean fell off. I don't have it anymore.
Wait, your arm fell off.
Doggy stuffy. Woo. Oh, you want to come up here and play hide the knee high?
Now, how is it that your arm fell off? I imagine when you would go to heaven that you would be complete again.
No, no, it just fell clean off. I don't know what happened to it. Don't need it, though. Can still use the other one real good. Just ask Howard Sprague if I can use my right arm. Here it goes. I still got it in the box. Thinking about maybe gluing it on sometime, you know? Glue it right back down. That Elvis Presley?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He liked panties, you know?
Yeah. What
panties, white cotton panties.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. We made it up.
Don't care much for Darren McGavin, though. He can come by if he wants to. Well, welcome Weaver.
McLeod.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I love that cowboy hat. Yeah, had a house made out of tires. You know,
yes,
right? How odd is that one? Whoa. Been a while since I've been on your show. Everything going all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, heard you had a tough plane ride. Keep those fatties off the plane. That's what I used to say to Aunt B. You can't share my train compartment.
Yes.
Tonight on News and Comments.
What's on the news?
Did Aunt B have the surgery? Is she totally a man now?
Totally a man. We got all the bits and pieces to go along with it. Yes, sir. Right down there. She's a boy. She's a boy, but she's still got those mama breasts that she used to have.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't look right. Doesn't look quite right. Looks like one of those oddball magazines.
So now her name, is her name still B or is it
Uncle B?
No. Her name now is Bruce. Bruce, yeah, she can still bake a biscuit, though.
I'll bet.
Yeah, Goober baked biscuits, too. Yeah, little clingy biscuits.
What are your lead stories on News and Comments tonight?
Tonight.
What's the news, Buzz?
I'm glad you asked, Floyd. Tonight, the latest on Friday's Thing in the Microwave story.
Thing in the Microwave.
Oh, yeah, penis, remember?
Oh, you said the magic word.
Your wife.
That's the Mayberry password.
Your wife may...
Penis!
Your wife may someday want hoo-hoo surgery.
Not mine. Don't have a wife.
And...
Hoo-hoo means Daisy.
Daisy, yes. Oh, yeah, B had her fix.
Scientific
sure.
term.
Yeah, microwaves cause cancer.
Yeah, they can, I think. And also, the president takes out a guy with his bicycle. All that tonight.
Good man, that W. Bush.
Uh-huh.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I like Cheney better, though. Yeah.
Well, we'll tell Knotts we said hi.
Yeah, I will. No, Donnie, Barney 5.
Okay, bye.
Ooh,
oh, that was
bye.
Very...
That was professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.